I think what you're seeing with Chat GPT is just the tip of the iceberg and how you're going to think. That you will increasingly go to your device and you're going to be following that device. You'll get better advice out of your device than your own thoughts. And you're going to see it happen in an enormous number of areas. For example, it used to be that you needed to know something about math and arithmetic, and then you get a calculator. Then you evolve information. You used to have to remember things. Nowadays, you can so easily look up all history. It's at your device. Now you're going to more and more be able to say, what is the best thinking? Who is the best thinking? Where am I going to get the best thinking? What can be done? And you'll be following the instructions on your device. And I think that that's not a bad thing. This is a good thing in many ways because it elevates us. It's part of an evolutionary process in which technology is increasingly replacing parts of man. The physical you. In the old days, the man, physical labor mattered more and more than machines replace that. And as we go and ascend to higher and higher levels of thinking that the brain increasingly is being able to use, and that raises you because you can then think about how do I think? What are the principles? So, for example, if you think about principles, and I think about this tool in the form of principles, you can go get the best principles from wherever they may come and consider them, and then also make your own principles. So I think all of this helps to elevate us, but it's going to change the dimension of the world that we're in.